Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're all here to succeed.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready to succeed? Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is The Summer Olympics. The Summer Olympics. Da 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 dun 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 bum bum bum.
Peter, bum, what bum, are bum, you doing?
Oh, I am singing the Olympics anthem. The Olympics are starting. I am so excited. We can watch our country's athletes compete for gold. I am proud of our athletes.
Me too. I can't wait for the gymnastics. Those athletes are amazing.
Yes, they are. Well, friends, let's get started for the day. Here's our Read It.
Linda, Ben, and Taylor are in the Jungle Cafe. They are discussing the Summer Olympics while Rob is interviewing Rebecca Runner. She has won 1 silver and 2 gold medals. Taylor likes the tennis events. And Ben likes the basketball games. The motto of the Olympics is faster, higher, stronger. Olympians inspire people, so people all over the world watch them.
That is very true. So yesterday, we had a guest on Rob's show. We learned from her about running. She is Rebecca Runner.
That's right, and she is a very good runner. She has won 1 silver and 2 gold medals. Well, let's see what Christina has to say. Here's our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天大家的话题还是环绕在奥运会。 Rob访问的来宾就是赢得两面金牌、一面银牌的奥运选手。 银牌就是silver medal。 形容词silver就是赢的, she won 1 silver and 2 gold medals. 在奥运的各项赛事中, Taylor说他最喜欢看网球比赛, 网球就是tennis, Taylor likes the tennis events. 奥运的精神口号就是更快、更高、更强, 形容词strong就是强大、强健的, she is fast and strong. Linda 和 Taylor 都认为奥运的精神激励了很多人。动词 inspire 就是激励、鼓舞的意思。The Olympic Games inspire many people. 所以全世界的人都在关注着奥运比赛。People all over the world are watching the games. 名词 world 就是世界。
Rob is interviewing an Olympian today.
Is he? That's exciting.
Who is Rob interviewing, Linda?
Rebecca Runner. She won 1 silver in 2004 and 2 gold medals at the 2008 Olympics.
She must be very strong.
Yes, and she's very fast too. She won 2 women's running events.
I want to meet her. I'll go back to the studio as soon as I finish my drink.
Our friends are in the Jungle Cafe, and they are talking about the guest on Rob's show. She is an Olympian.
Yes, and we already know who she is. We met her on yesterday's show. Her name is Rebecca, but you can just call her Becky.
So, the word Olympian, that is talking about a person, right?
That's right, yes. An Olympian is a person who competes in the Olympics, and that's exciting. We really respect these athletes for training really hard and being really good at sports.
That is true. Ben is very excited to hear about that. When he does, he asks the question, is he? And guess what, Marie? We have Christina in the studio to help us.
Is she? Wow, that's exciting. Hello, Christina.
Linda 说 Rob is interviewing an Olympian today. Ben 回答说 Is he? 这样子的表示方式就像我们中文说的是吗？真的吗？是这样吗？不过因为我们不太会用 is he 这样子的方式来反问对方，所以要来练习一下。用这种方式反问的时候，有一点一定要注意的，就是动词的选用，要选择正确的单复数或是时态的动词。比如我说 They are coming next week， 你要说 Are they？ 是吗？再来我说 He went to Linda's party， 你就说 Did he？ 他去了吗？因为我用的动词是过去的 went， 所以你要说 Did he？ 最后再来看一句I will help him win the game. 那你要怎么反问呢？该怎么样跟我确认呢？你可以说 Will you? 你可以找一个朋友交换问答练习，这样子就会更熟练咯。
Thank you, Christina. So our friends are talking about the Olympian. She is a runner. Our friends are talking about what she has done in the Olympics.
Rebecca Runner won a silver in 2004 and two gold medals at the 2008 Olympics.
In, so we use that for the time. So in 2004. And we use at to talk about an event. So she won a silver medal in 2004 at the Olympics.
That's right. Wow, one silver and two golds?She must be very strong. You know, Peter, I am inspired by Becky. I want to exercise more. When I do, I will become strong.
That's great. Many people lift heavy weights to become strong. They run up hills and, of course, run marathons.
Well, I was thinking more about just going to the park and jogging around there.All right, friends, let's continue. Let's go to conversation B.
I love watching the Summer Olympics. You know, they begin tomorrow.
What's your favorite Olympic sport, Taylor?
I like the tennis events.
What about you, Ben?
I enjoy watching the basketball games. It will be fun to see...Who wins the gold medal this year?
Do either of you know the motto of the Olympic Games?
I do. Faster, higher, stronger.
Right. Our friends are talking about the Olympic events, and there are many things to talk about.
That is true. And one of the reasons why so many of us enjoy the Olympics is that we can all enjoy different events.
That's right. I really enjoy gymnastics and swimming, but gymnastics is my favorite.
Oh, that's great. Why do you like gymnastics and swimming so much?
Well, I did gymnastics for 10 years, and I really like to see the gymnasts.Tumble on the floor.
Wow, they are very amazing. They can do amazing things. Well, I enjoy track and field. Those are the running events. And I enjoy tennis.
Oh, why do you enjoy tennis, Peter?
Well, kind of like you, I played tennis growing up. So it's really fun to see some of the best athletes. I shouldn't say some of the best athletes. They are the best athletes. And that's the Olympics. You get the best athletes from every single country to compete.
That's right. They are the best. So, do you know which event Ben likes to watch?
Oh, Ben enjoys watching the basketball games. Many of the players in the professional league play for their home countries. It's fun to watch your favorite stars play against each other.
And we can all enjoy the Olympics for different reasons.Hey, Peter, let's say the Olympics motto together.
Okay.
Faster, higher, stronger.
We're faster, higher, stronger.
We're faster, higher, stronger.
我们跑得又快，弹得又高，身体又很强壮。
Yay! Our team is
Yeah, we're faster, higher, stronger.
Our team is the best.
Yeah, we're faster, higher, stronger.
Our team will win.
Yeah, we're faster, higher, stronger.
Our team just lost.
Oh no, our team is slower, lower, weaker.
We're faster, higher, stronger.
We're faster, higher, stronger.
我们跑得又快，弹得又高，身体又很强壮。
Well, since we're talking about this motto of faster, higher, stronger, let's talk about some of these words. When I am faster than you, then I win. But the fastest person wins. So it's fast, faster, fastest. Well, I hope you learned a lot, but we need to take a break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Marie and I were talking. When we watched these athletes as kids, we decided to do those sports.
That's right. The reason I started to do gymnastics was because I saw athletes doing it on TV, and I wanted to be just like them.
That's right. These athletes can inspire us. Well, let's learn more in our last conversation today. Let's watch it together.
Olympians are faster and stronger than we are.
That's true. And the Olympic Games can inspire us.
I agree. After I watch the Olympics, I always try harder in my own life.
So the Olympics are not only fun, but also useful.
Exactly. And people all over the world watch the Olympics.
Maybe we can watch them together.
Let's do it! That would be fun!
Marie, I'm feeling a little sad. I mean, these Olympians are really good at what they do. I'll never be as good as them.
But Peter, you're not an Olympian, but you're still good at sports. Olympians are faster and stronger than we are.
You're not making me feel any better, Marie.
But these Olympians and the Olympic Games can inspire us, Peter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. And do you know who is someone that inspires me? Christina. Let's see what she has to say about this word, inspire.
Linda 说奥运会的精神能激励他们。The Olympic Games can inspire us. 动词 inspire 就是激励鼓舞的意思。我们来介绍一下两种 inspire 常见的用法。第一是 inspire someone with something, 以某事物来激励某人。Our teacher inspired us with her own story. 我们老师以她自己的故事来激励我们。第二种常见的用法就是用被动式的表达 Someone is inspired by something 某人被某件事所激励比如说 We are inspired by her story 或者 They were inspired by your kind words 他们被你的和善言语所激励这两种说法都请你造句试试看吧
Thank you, Christina.That was very inspiring. So, Peter, let's talk more about why the Olympics inspire us.
We watch these athletes try very hard. Many of them are just happy to be there to represent their own countries.
Yeah, and we also hear very amazing stories about other athletes that had difficult things happen in their life.
That's right, but they kept trying. And people all over the world watch the Olympics. It is a way we can all feel like we are together.
That's right. I like what you said, Peter. All over the world. You can talk to anyone about the Olympics. No matter what country you are from, we can all watch together.
Great idea. I know that Ben, Taylor, and Linda are. We can join them. The opening ceremony is always very exciting, and it's always fun to join other people to do those things.
That's right. And Peter, I think we should join our friends in watching the opening ceremony. It does come on only once every 4 years. And friends, you can join us in reviewing our keywords right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Silver. Silver. He was second. He won the silver medal.
Tennis. Tennis. Let's play tennis in the park tomorrow.
Strong. Strong. Nigel is a strong, kind man.
Inspire. Inspire. My father inspires me every day.
World. World. 7 billion people live in the world. All right, friends, those are the keywords. Make sure to practice them. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Rob is interviewing an Olympian today.
Is he? That's exciting.
Who is Rob interviewing, Linda?
Rebecca Runner. She won one silver in 2004 and two gold medals at the 2008 Olympics.
She must be very strong.
Yes, and she's very fast too. She won two women's running events.
I want to meet her. I'll go back to the studio as soon as I finish my drink.
I love watching the Summer Olympics. You know, they begin tomorrow.
What's your favorite Olympic sport, Taylor?
I like the tennis events. What about you, Ben?
I enjoy watching the basketball games. It will be fun to see who wins the gold medal this year.
Do either of you know the motto of the Olympic Games?
I do. Faster, higher, stronger.
Right.
Olympians are faster and stronger than we are.
That's true. And the Olympic Games can inspire us.
I agree. After I watch the Olympics, I always try harder in my own life.
So the Olympics are not only fun, but also useful.
Exactly. And people all over the world watch the Olympics.
Maybe we can watch them together.
Let's do it. That would be fun.
Look, Monkey Man. I won the Olympics. Look at my prize.
Wow, that's great, Ginger. Jin-Jin.
Yeah, I won a prize in the Olympics.
Well, let's see. What is the prize for?
Faster, higher, stronger.
Wow, so this prize is for faster. Did you run faster?
No, I talked faster.
Oh, and that other prize is for higher. Did you jump higher?
No, I climbed higher.
Oh, and the other prize is for stronger. So, Ginger, do you have stronger muscles?
No, I have a stronger smell.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well, congratulations, Jin-Jin.
You can call me Ginger.
Yeah, I can call you Ginger again?
Yeah, well, that is my name.
Ginger.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Bart.
Nellie, are we still going on that picnic tomorrow?
Of course. Why?
Well, you know, I looked online to check tomorrow's weather.
And?
Well, it's not... It isn't... It will...
Bart, do you need a super sentence or something?
Did someone say super sentence or something?
Who said that?
I said that I am Super Sentence Man, and I heard someone say super sentence. Was that you?
Yes. Bart needs a super sentence.
And I know just the sentence he needs. Bart, you are looking for this kind of sentence. Listen closely. Something not only, but also like this. It will not only be rainy, but also cold.
Yes, that's it. It will not only be rainy, but also cold tomorrow.
All right, great. Before you continue your conversation, can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Of course. We can watch a movie. This movie is not only funny, but also exciting.
Did you hear that? This movie is not only funny, but also exciting. Excellent. What about you, Nellie? Do you have a super sentence for me?
Yes. My class is not only interesting, but also fun.
My class is not only interesting, but also fun. Super. Now, Bart, what super sentence do you need to use?
Nellie, it will not only be rainy, but also cold.
That's good to know.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I have an idea.
What?
Why don't we stay indoors and play games instead?
All right.
Yeah.
I'll send a message to our friends.
You know, my roommate has a Nintendo. You can go come to my place. We can play Super Smash Brothers.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. It's really been fun talking about the Olympics. One last thing that's very fun is the Olympics are in a different place every single time.
That's right, and that's very exciting. In 2012, the Olympics were held in London, England. I remember that.
Yeah, and you get to see the place where it is. This year, it's in Rio de Janeiro. That's in Brazil.
That's right. You know, Peter, instead of watching the Olympics, maybe we can go to Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, these are amazing places to go. Next time, it will be in Tokyo. Maybe we should get tickets now.
Oh, I think we should. All right, friends, we had a good time today. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.